take a dip into the new Australian exhibition, The Pool Show, as it deep dives into Australian culture, delving into the intersection of identity, politics, and iconic Aussie imagery. The exhibition is both nostalgic and visionary. To tell us more, we have the show's curator, Toby Chapman. Hi, Toby. Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Now, as mentioned, the show explores identity through iconic Australian imagery in swimming pools. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, being based in Penrith, and particularly coming into summer, you're always confronted by the heat, which, you know, can feel a little bit oppressive at times. And, you know, growing up, frequenting public pools as a kid and teenager and in my early 20s, when I started working here at Penrith, there must have been one particularly hot summer day, probably about 40 degrees. And I thought to myself, I might duck over to a local pool for a swim after work. And I was pretty shocked to realise that in Penrith, you know, we've got a population of 325,000 people. There's actually only two public pools available. So, you know, in Western Sydney, we're often confronted by a bit of inequity in terms of access to resources like swimming pools or swimmable water. But I thought it was a really interesting way to kind of start thinking through, as you say, like the experience of people in Penrith and then by extension, you know, this idea that we have in our head of Australian culture being so intertwined with, you know, swimming and the beach. And so I thought, you know, it could be really interesting to, I guess, look at, you know, the history of how swimming and swimming pools have been represented in Australian art history, but also to kind of challenge that notion or that image. So we did a deep dive and looked through, you know, a number of different collections to find some of these iconic works, you know, photographs by Max Dupain, for example. But then alongside some, you know, real big hitter artworks from Australian art history, we've also commissioned five new works by artists from across Sydney, but predominantly Western Sydney, to give us more of a glimpse into what that experience might be for people out west today.
Mm. Well, I can I get you because I actually grew up in Campbelltown, and on a very hot day, you go to the pool and there's no room in the pool. It's completely packed. But was that true in your case?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I think back to that experience a few years ago, heading over, I think I ended up going to the St. Mary's pool. Yeah, it was certainly alive that day. But I mean, that's the other thing that's really interesting about pools, like, you know, that they are these really interesting spaces insofar as, you know, they're public spaces, and so they kind of reflect our society as a whole. So you get a real sense of a place by going to a pool. And, you know, when I first started working in Penrith, I did find, you know, going to Penrith Pool or St. Mary's Pool was kind of a way of getting to know the community by extension. You know, you see like a really young, vibrant, exciting community out here in Penrith who, yeah, we're all really certainly enjoying themselves in the pool. So, you know, when you're trying to get to know a place, and as a curator, I think your responsibility is to always try and, you know, create exhibitions that are for your local audience. You want to immerse yourself in the local context, and, you know, it's a bad pun, but an effective way of doing that is going to places like swimming pools and doing a bit of people watching while you're there.
Yeah, well, it is interesting because pool, I mean, we all love a pool, and so many people have got pools in their backyard. David Hockney, he's done his pool series, he's painted that, and they're brilliant in California. You go to Iceland and they tell you if you want to socialise, you go to the local swimming pool.
Yeah, which is so great. Like, I do think it is, yeah, it's a bit of a mirror for how different cultures and you know, different countries, you know, like to spend time together. And, yeah, as you say, obviously there's, you know, those kind of cultures of, you know, saunas and, you know, other ways of kind of sharing space. And, you know, there is something, I think, very almost base or kind of, you know, inherent to the human condition that we do, you know, we love to swim. We love to immerse ourselves in water. It's more than just, you know, a pastime or a leisure activity. There is something almost spiritual about it. And so, yeah, again, that's why we thought pools was a really interesting framework because, you know, in many cases it is a kind of individual activity, but you are surrounded by your community when you're in a public pool.
Mm-hmm. And are they, is it photographic art or is it art as well, like paintings and things?
Yeah, so it's a really diverse and eclectic mix of artworks. Yeah, you touched on, we do have a David Hockney print. We've got an amazing work by a Scottish-born, but, you know, best known as an Australian artist in many respects, in Fairweather. We've got some Tracy Moffat photography, some sculpture, and, you know, a number of kind of community-engaged works as well. And, in fact, with this project, we also have an artwork that didn't quite fit inside the gallery. It's a social sculpture by the artist Mike Hewson, who listeners might know from his frankly insane project at the Art Gallery of New South
Wales.
Right. Yeah. So we went to Mike and started talking to him about, I guess, thinking about the future of swimming or, you know, what the possibilities of keeping cool in Western Sydney could look like. And, you know, I think Mike's work is always this kind of proposition to audiences to think differently. And here at Penrith Regional Gallery, it was originally a home to two artists, and we still have, you know, their house and their gorgeous garden and the water tower that used to feed the garden. So Mike has intervened with the water tower, and there is an artwork titled The Bush Shower, which kind of emerges from in the water tower and is in fact a functioning bush shower. So on a very hot day, like it's looking like it will be today, our audiences have a chance to cool down in the garden.
he's amazing, that Mike. He's yeah, what he comes up with is pretty crazy, but fabulous. Now, this opens tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, opening is tomorrow night. Open to the public. Kicks off at about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've got live music by 92 World, who are a collective of musicians from Western Sydney, and catering from our friends at Cafe at Lewis. So we'd love to see everyone come on down.
Mm-hmm. And I hope they'll be singing plenty of songs about pools and swimming.
You know, it's a last-minute decision, but we're still toying with the idea of generating a soundtrack to accompany the exhibition. I think everyone has a favourite song when they think about, you know, heading down to the local swimming pool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how much we can get done today.
That's right. All right, well, look, thank you very much, Toby, for this wonderful exhibition that you've put together.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you. Good luck with it. That was Toby Chapman, the curator of Penrith Regional Gallery's new exhibition, The Pool Show, opening tomorrow, November 15th. It's one that will make you think, make you feel, and hopefully make change. Go to our website, 2ser.com, if you want to hear that again or you want to get some links. Yeah, sounds like good fun.